Welcome back, anyone who's watching or listening. My name is Nick Masick. We also have Lonnie Cox and Vital the Juice. We are Fantasy CTE. You guys, if you're watching or listening this week, or if you want to in the future, you can always write in comments. We are live on YouTube every Monday from 6 to 7, around 6, yeah, 6-ish, till about 7 o'clock. Write in with any of your questions. Talk shit. Ask us about trades. We want to hear from you. And thank you for watching and listening. On today's show, we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. We're going to talk about, man, the Christian McCaffrey, Triple Crown, Derrick Henry, the first place Falcons. We got a whole bunch of other stuff we're going to talk about. But first, Lonnie Cox is going to tell you why your team sucks. Lonnie, take it away.
Oh, I will admit this week, I am not prepared as well as I should be, but we're going to go down to the great city of Las Vegas and talk about the team that everybody thought was going to be really, really good. And no one can quite figure out why you're really, really, really not good this year. I believe their record is now 2-5. I think at the when we
is it 2-6? It might be 2-6. No, they had a bye week. Maybe they had a bye week, so it's 2-5. Okay. It should be 2-5.
If I recall, we were talking at the beginning of this football season and the beginning of Fantasy TE season, talking about how the AFC West was going to be this very difficult division to pick and who is going to come out of the AFC West. And every team in the AFC West, except for the Chargers, except for the Chiefs, is just awful. Is it the AFC West curse? I don't know. But God, what is going on in Las Vegas? Is Derek Carr the problem? It's not Devontae Adams. He's flashed this year. Is it their defense? Josh Jacobs has been having a great year. What's going on? Why can't they put it together? I'm sure that's what every fan in Las Vegas is asking themselves right now. I have not watched enough games closely enough to tell you that it's one thing or the other that's definitive or not. Is it the connection between the quarterback and the receivers? I just don't know. All I know is you put up a goose egg yesterday against a struggling Saints team. It was not a good look. Las Vegas, your team sucks.
Yeah, I agree. They suck right now. I don't know why. They look good sometimes. They've looked okay at times. You hit on all the points. Jacobs looks good. Devontae Adams looks good. Darren Waller's been hurt most of the year. That's not helpful, honestly. Like, that's, you're taking away arguably your number two option. Hunter Renfro's been absent, and I know they've been playing Mac Hollins, right? Has been their number two receiver this year. He's looked pretty good at times. Is this possible? Is it possible that it's just the first year of a regime change with Josh McDaniels coming in and trying to implement his system and his philosophy, and it's just not quite fitting yet, you know, like doesn't quite, not everything's all put together. Is it possible? Cause they're so talented. You see that, like, they should be a very good team, a competitive team. What do you think? Josh, new regime change. Is that possibly part of it?
I don't know, man. I think this is just what their team is, man. And I don't necessarily know if it's a regime change or any individual players, but I think this is the best you can ask for them. They're going to consistently flash every now and then as players, get some fantasy value, but as a team, I don't think you should expect too much from them.
The expectations were high for them coming into the season. They were a playoff team. They pushed the Bengals, the Super Bowl, you know, representatives from the AFC. They pushed the Bengals. Almost won that
given Sunday, right? Though,
yeah, but it wasn't just that, because they actually got into the playoffs last year. They made the playoffs. They played well last year, and you would everyone thought they were going to be an upgrade this year. It doesn't. I don't know what it is. You're right, though. It's a mystery. It's hard to put your finger on it. Good call, though. Their team sucks right now for sure, and that whole division is definitely a disappointment. The Broncos finally got a win. They had to go to London to get a win, another win. And that was, I guess, I don't know. No, nobody's excited about it. The Jags also don't look like they're as good of a team as the Jags are. Kind of the similar situation. We thought they were looking good beginning of the year. We thought they were going to be a tough team to beat. Kind of like the Raiders, they're sort of just falling off. They played a bunch of close games, but they're just not getting over the hump. But the 49ers just dominating the Rams. That was impressive. Christian McCaffrey, triple crown is what they're calling it. One passing touchdown, one rushing touchdown, one receiving touchdown. And all of them were pretty nice, like very good looking plays. Not a lot of other players have done that. They said only like 8 other players in NFL history have done that. Last person to do it was LaDainian Tomlinson. They said a couple other like other names I heard thrown around were Walter Payton. That's all time great kind of conversation for having that kind of skill set. Christian McCaffrey looking every bit. Does this help him overall in his career going to the 49ers? Is he going to have a longer career? Is he going to have a better career than he would have in Carolina? What do you guys think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're going to protect him a little more. He has more weapons there in San Fran, so he doesn't have to rely on being the workhorse as much. But they still always putting him in scoring positions, it seems like, especially down the field. They really want him there, so it only helps him.
I mean, and arguably, I mean, the reason you want him on that team and you're taught, if you're Christian McCaffrey, you're super happy because now your star power goes through the roof. Now you're playing nationally televised games. You're in the playoffs, you're playing for a contender. You're not stuck in the like the dungeon of Carolina Panthers football, you know, local TV games anymore. Now you're talking about, you know, Sunday night football, Monday night football, playoff games. Like this is a big stage. He's back home. You know what I mean? Like he played college football right down the street.
Yep.
He's not, you know, you're talking about one of the best players arguably on one of the best teams. I mean, why wouldn't that be? The NFL probably loves Christian McCaffrey going to the 49ers. They love watching him throw, catch, and pass for a touch and catch a touchdown yesterday. Sure. So I think it's great for the league. It's great for the team. It's great for him. Just a great trade.
Just all the way around, all around, overall, wonderful. He was already
Fantasy wise, the Carolina running backs now have more value too. So if you pick them up.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. He vacated a spot in Carolina. Deontay Foreman's been good there. And Chuba Hubbard's been okay, I think too, but mostly.
Well, Deontay had a great game. His first game, then he got hurt. He got 20 points.
That's right. But it looks like that's Deontay Foreman's backfield for now. Deebo Samuel also didn't play in this game. So I think, you know, once they start, we'll see more balance once if and when Deebo comes, you know, and they're all healthy. That's going to be a really tough team to stop. You saw the difference. Like this was the swing. If the Rams had been the team to land McCaffrey, I say the Rams win that game probably, you know, certainly would have been a lot more competitive, but if you take him, cause they were the two teams that were competing for him. They were almost, you know, trying to make that trade. If McCaffrey's on the Rams for that game, we're talking about, I think the Rams having the edge in that division race potentially. So yeah, that he's a difference maker. Other big time running back play, Derrick Henry, 200 plus yards. What a monster, man. 2 touchdowns, whatever. 30 carries. Just some people said they thought he was going to slow down a little bit this year, and he started a little bit slow, but man, he just looks like he's still rolling. What a game. Christian McCaffrey, my pick, by the way, for Offensive Player of the Year and Comeback Player of the Year. Both of those picks, I believe, looking much better with his trade to San Francisco. So, and as of right now, I'm losing to you guys in the podcast competition. So that would be a huge boost for me if that comes through. Certainly Comeback Player of the Year. I'd be shocked if he didn't win that one. Offensive Player of the Year, definitely going to be in the conversation if he keeps playing the way he does. Heck, he might even put himself in the MVP category. I don't know. Derrick Henry, though, that 200 plus yards. This all coming on the same day that Barry Sanders was announced. I think it was it at the Ring of Honor for the Lions or something along those lines? They announced that Barry Sanders, Lions great running back, all-time great, arguably best running back in the history of the league, is getting his own statue in Detroit, which... You guys like this? I love this. I love Barry Sanders getting a statue. It just because he never won anything. Like he barely even went. They went to the playoffs. Actually, that's not true. They went to the playoffs quite a bit. That was when the Lions were going to the playoffs and then losing in the first round every year. He never won anything major in terms of like games. Like he won rushing titles, I think, and all that kind of stuff. I love the recognition, giving Barry Sanders that recognition of being that kind of guy. Let me ask you this. So Barry Sanders getting a statue. What running back from today's era could get a statue? Who's the number one? If you have to pick one running back from today's era who might get a statue, which one do you think is the most likely? You got guys like Christian McCaffrey, who we just talked about.
The league now or this generation?
Right now. Who the running backs we're watching on Sundays currently. We just mentioned Christian McCaffrey. We just talked about Derrick Henry. Who else might be in that conversation? Saquon Barkley, still early in his career, playing like a dominant player.
Cook, maybe.
The thing is, they're just different. Like the league is so different from the way it used to be back then. Like,
yeah,
running backs really dominated the league. They won MVP back then. Like, it's a different league than it was. I don't see that happening again in the near future.
Well, play along. One guy.
I'm trying to think of it. Derrick Henry. I mean, Derrick Henry is the most dominant running back in the last since Adrian Peterson. I don't think anybody can argue that. Physically dominant and most prolific running back since Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson would have been my vote before. Before that would have been LaDainian Tomlinson. But
yeah. Those two are of that generation. I agree. Those guys are potentially LaDainian Tomlinson. If they hadn't left San Diego, they might still put a statue of LaDainian Tomlinson in San Diego. I mean, why not? You know, they loved him. He was great. He was amazing. Vital, who you think of this current crop of running backs right now?
I mean, I probably agree with Lonnie. If only because this other guy might not win as much, but he's probably going to do a lot for the city and just his style of play is great. I think Alvin Kamara, like, he's just great, consistently on top of it. And New Orleans seems like a city. I'll definitely give him a statue because I don't think they're going to chip anytime soon.
Sure. So. Alvin Kamara is a good one. I wasn't thinking about Alvin Kamara, but you might be right about that. His longevity is part of the definitely part of the conversation, I think, and his dominance, because he's so good. If he plays for a long time, if he wins, like it maybe wins an MVP, something like that. Yeah, I could see that. I'll go with Derrick Henry though, probably more so than any of the other ones. And it's because of, his dominance, he's got like this aura, this mystique. He's got the nickname, and similar to Detroit, he's in a small market, right? He's the Tennessee Titans. If he plays out his career, or at least the vast majority of his career in Tennessee, it's like, they don't really have anything to hang their hat on. Kind of like Detroit in that way. Like, they don't have just like a ton of great players that have come through there. And if he is the great player that comes out of Tennessee, and if he continues to do this for the next few years, I like Derrick Henry potentially is getting a statue. It sounds right. It feels right. I like that idea. Let's see what else we got. Atlanta, Carolina playing for first place, NFC South. What the fuck?
As if we all, like what we all predicted.
Right. The Atlantic Falcons are in first place in the NFC South. Who wins the NFC South? You got to pick right now. Give me gun to your head. Who's going to win this division? Tell me right now. Cause I don't know. Is it the Falcons? Are they the team? The Bucs just look really bad. No, they didn't look really bad. They lost to a decent Ravens team. They didn't look really bad, but they lost again. They're behind. Who's it going to be?
I think the Bucs will come up just because I don't know. I still maybe do believe in Brady. I don't know. Just because I still believe eventually the Bucs will straighten up and take it. I don't know. Because they're all such a mess. And the Bucs are still playing terribly. Only one game behind the Falcons. I know the Falcons are number one. The Bucs have been playing terribly. Still only one game behind.
New Orleans is still there too. Lonnie, who are you picking now in this division going for the rest of the season? Who you got? Who's your money on? You have to bet $100 on this right now.
You gotta pick Tampa Bay. If you're putting money, you gotta give it to Tampa Bay, right? I mean,
I guess. I don't know. It's so
I mean, what are the records? The records are, I mean, I know Tampa Bay looks really bad considering they won the Super Bowl, but at the same time, like,
let's see.
It's 3-5.
Atlanta looks really good considering they've been a terrible team the last couple of years. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. Atlanta might get, they're supposedly going to get Cordarrelle Patterson back too, though. They might be adding some weapons. They've kind of been looking better, though. Like, the Atlanta's in front, but they've also looked like they're improving. So those division games are going to mean a lot, obviously, going forward. So I don't know. I guess I'll still go with the Bucks. Because until proven otherwise, like, you've got, they're the division champs. Vikings Cardinals was a good shootout. Vikings are a kind of quiet 6-1. How seriously are you taking these Vikings as Super Bowl contenders when you look at the other teams in the NFC? You think they're not for real, Vital?
No, man. They barely beat a hobbled Dolphins team. I saw them play. They've been getting, again, just some good records, good situations for them. I don't think they're going to do much.
Monty, you taking them seriously?
I actually think I picked the Vikings to win that division.
You did pick them to win. Good call on that so far. Are you taking them seriously terms of Super Bowl contenders, though?
Any given Sunday, man, you know, a 6-1 team at this point in the season, like, now you're starting to see, like, who's a fluke and who isn't. Of course, there is always the capability of a Miami Dolphins-style midseason collapse. I like the Vikings. They're solid. They have a good offensive line. They have great receivers, a fantastic running back. Their defense is stacked. They've got playmakers at every position. Like, if you were playing a healthy Minnesota Vikings in the playoffs, like, you definitely be a little bit nervous about how that game was going to go for you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really care who you are at this point in the season. Like, the Vikings, I think, are pretty for real. They don't seem to have too many weaknesses. Kirk Cousins, he can just play. He can just play football. I think he's established himself in that regard over the last few seasons, and the Vikings just look pretty good.
They look pretty good. Yeah. Patrick Peterson's looking kind of like a throwback of himself almost, as a corner there. They look like a team you got to take seriously. I'm with it. I think they're going to be in the mix. They might be playing an NFC championship game. They'll definitely make it past the first round if I had to put my money on it right now. Their team, yeah, I think they'll be a tough team to beat. Jerry Jones came out and said that he wants to go swing for the fences to make a trade. 6-2 Cowboys kind of exploded finally on offense. They put up 49 points yesterday. Pollard looks, you know, like everybody's been saying, give Pollard the ball, give Pollard the ball. They gave Pollard the ball, scored a bunch of like three touchdowns. If you're going to swing, so if you're Jerry Jones, or let's say you're Jerry Jones, because you could probably manage that team just as well as Jerry Jones does. Would you like to, of the potential players, star players that are available, who would you like to go for? At the very least, what position would you like to address first and foremost to make a real serious push at the Super Bowl this year?
You know, you're looking at a Jerry, you know, you're looking at Jerry Jones, you're thinking about, the defense is great. They're still the number three defense in the league. Offense just scored 49 points. If it was me, the way that this team is playing, I would consider, you know, if I wanted to win right now, it wouldn't work. You could never do this way, but I would get Aaron Rodgers. You know, I would bring in somebody that would bring you. You can't do it at this point in the season. You want to talk about last season? Okay.
I don't know.
But
man. That'd be something. I like where your head's.
I mean, you need a number one receiver. CeeDee Lamb is not proving himself to be the guy. He's not the guy. He was kind of the guy when Amari Cooper was there and taking away a lot of the coverage and. You know, CD could sneak away and
because Amari Cooper was the guy.
Cooper is the guy. I think that's your answer, right? You need a number one option on that offense to make it a true powerhouse team. So is that a Brandon Cooks? Is that a
Odell Beckham? Kill, bro. Open up that field.
An Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham. Well, that's not a trade situation. I think Jerry Jones kind of floated Odell Beckham's name. The other day.
I love
that. Yeah, man. I mean, it's definitely it's an interesting question. I mean, who's even available right now? I mean, who would you
the teams that are there's been talk of Kamara, which it would be interesting, but it doesn't fill a need. Like you're saying wide receiver is their need. Who's out there? Odell Beckham is definitely out there. He should be in the conversation. He should be considering them as an option because it's a place where you can go. And that's the kind of receiver, like you said, Brandon Cooks, Odell Beckham, those are the kind of receivers they need opposite CeeDee Lamb. They need sharp route running. They need, you know, real precision guys with great hands because that's not necessarily CeeDee Lamb's forte. Like you want somebody who's different than him, who makes the defense really have to challenge. Like we're not covering the same kind of guy in all the positions. They're all different kinds of guys. And that's, you see the teams that have the most success have different kinds of guys at wide receiver, it seems like. So, yeah, I mean, boy, Amari Cooper would be nice to have right now. How about him for a name? Good God.
Amari Cooper, A.J. Brown, you know.
A.J. Brown's clearly not available. But, like, teams that are ready to burn it down and throw the season away, who you got out there? Who's out there? In terms of possible available receivers, I do like the idea of a quarterback, though, but I don't think that's going to happen, like you said.
No, it's not going to happen. You know, I mean, who's out of it? Who's out of the conversation, basically?
Houston, you're right.
The Lions, Houston, the Bears, the Raiders. A Jerry Jeudy, maybe somebody like that. He's not quite. Exactly what you're looking for necessarily is.
I think he might be. I think it's just
He's kind of similar to CeeDee. He has a similar style.
I don't think he does. No, Jerry Jeudy's the route running type of guy. He's a sharp route runner, man. He's blazing fast in the sense that he's like CeeDee, but no, in terms of his skill set, he's like real sharp route running. I think that's what he's known for. Speed, of course, but more along the lines of an Amari Cooper, I think. Somebody else just popped into my head too. Who was I thinking about? But I like that. Maybe also a top tier tight end could put them over the top. You know, I don't know what teams aren't in it that have one of those. Certainly not a lot of them, but I like that. There were some interesting trades already, not high profile trades, but James Robinson to the Jets, obviously to fill a need. I don't like that move, honestly, for the Jags. I feel like the Jags, it was too soon to give up on that division, really, in my opinion. And James Robinson was playing so well for him. You want a two-headed backfield. Why are you breaking that up? Why are you breaking up a young team with good talent that has chemistry? I don't know. Did they really get a lot of value for James Robinson? I don't even remember what they got, but it wasn't a lot.
It was two picks.
Two picks. Do you like this move for the Jags? Obviously, you like it for the Jets. The Jets are trying to make a run, and they needed to fill a hole. But do you like it for the Jags?
Yeah, I like it for the Jaguars. I mean, you know, running backs are usually a sell-high kind of deal anyway. You've got your guy. You've got Travis Etienne. He's going to be your guy for the next 5, 6, 7 years, hopefully, right? Fingers crossed. You've got a James Carter who right now is playing at the top of his game. He's going to get the most value he can possibly get. This season's over. Get a couple draft picks, build the team around Trevor Lawrence. I like it. I think it's a good move.
I just don't think their season was over. That's the thing I didn't like. I wasn't buying that. And I like having the two-headed backfield. Speaking of the two-headed backfield, the Browns tonight, like there's something to be said for just a two-headed monster in your backfield.
Well, yeah, but you're starting to see now that they get pissed and he doesn't like it. He wants out of there, so.
I guess. Yeah, that's part of it. Kadarius Toney to Kansas City. A lot of people overreacted to this in fantasy football. From a skill set, it's interesting. Long term, it's very interesting. I think anybody in Dynasty who has Kadarius Toney is very happy with this potential. But a lot of people are like, I don't think there's much relevance right now. But from a football standpoint, maybe into the playoffs, if he gets healthy, His skill set along with Patrick Mahomes is going to be real something interesting to watch, and just another weapon in that arsenal that he's got. Possibly Tom Brady became the most sacked quarterback in NFL history on Thursday night, which sounds like a dubious record, but realistically it's a longevity record. So nobody was really surprised. It's not like a knock on him. It's he's played forever and, you know, he takes some sacks. But this I found very interesting. So I started wondering what other dubious records Tom Brady has. You guys want to guess where he is in terms of interceptions, most interceptions thrown on that list? Where would you guess Tom Brady is right now? The most interceptions list all time.
Okay. Fourth.
Fourth. That's pretty high. Lonnie?
No, I don't think it's that high. No, number one is like Brett Favre.
Number one is Brett Favre. Lonnie wins that award. Number one is definitely Brett Favre.
Always Brett Favre.
He loved to throw some interceptions, Favre.
No, he's going to be – Tom Brady is going to be like 15th, 16th. He's like – I don't think he's that – I don't even – he might not even be in the top 10.
Tom Brady is 28th in interceptions. I know. Yeah. It is – that was shocking. That is like really impressive. Yeah, when you think about it in terms of – how long he most sacks, 28th in interceptions.
How many seasons now does that make?
21.
As 22. A starter, though, like he didn't start his rookie year. Yeah, I don't know. It's 20 season starters.
Two decades, dude. That's crazy impressive. Brett Favre played what? Like 12?
18, I think. Brett Favre played 18. Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, he played a long time.
He threw the shit out of those interceptions, though, Brett Favre.
Yeah, I mean, Brett Favre would have, I mean, a lot of seasons where he'd throw 40 touchdowns, but like 28 picks.
30 picks. He just liked to sling it, man. Brett Favre was fun. He was good entertainment. Let's see, what else? Anything else you guys want to throw out at? Anything else jump out at you guys from this week? What else?
I mean, the big Roquan, I mean, I know you guys don't care about defense, but Roquan Smith, one of the greatest players in the NFL, hands down, just went to a struggling Ravens defense. You got to love the Ravens when they pick up a linebacker. It just makes you excited if you're a football fan.
Very good.
Kareem Hunt wants a trade. That's interesting. I wonder what teams are picking up the phone for him.
If you're the Browns,
hearing that there's a lot
Do you want to get rid of Kareem Hunt if you're the Browns? I feel like they just don't want
to
get.
They're going to grant the request. They said that they are going to trade him. So, I think, again, there's too much value for him to leave him. If you're not using him, you're paying him a lot of money. Get him off there. Get your picks. The season's over, Cleveland. Like the season is done.
They aren't paying him that much money, and they are using him. But I see your point, and you're not wrong. They're not paying him a lot. Is that what you're saying? Or they're not using him?
They're not really using
him. He's averaging like 5 fantasy points a game.
Is he really done it? He's on the field. Yeah.
I've been on another team, dude. He's nothing. He's been on my bench this whole season.
Yeah, he's not relevant this year.
Anybody who is sitting on him, if he does go somewhere, he's going to start immediately. Big time move. Maybe the Rams are going to be in the market for him. They were trying to get McCaffrey. Why not Hunt, you know? If the Rams think they can make a push. That would actually kind of make a lot of
Miami.
Sense.
I could see him being a great piece in Miami.
Sure, yeah. Oh, man, Miami. Jesus, that'd be scary.
Crazy trade.
Elijah Moore. He's very unhappy in New York.
Yeah.
He gave a very funny interview about his chemistry with Zach Wilson on the field. He says, I don't know. I don't get the ball, so I couldn't tell you.
It's so weird because he was getting the ball last year a lot.
Yeah.
And the reports out of camp where he's the number one guy. What happened? I mean, I know the ascension of Garrett Wilson, Corey Davis getting healthy, but Corey Davis isn't healthy. He didn't play last game. And Elijah Moore still didn't get the ball. Is he not getting open? What the fuck's happening? You know?
No. He only had one target. Yes, sir.
He had a game. Yeah, that's what it's been for the last few weeks. It's really weird. Very strange. I'd love to see him go somewhere. I have him in Dynasty. I'd love to see him go somewhere else. Big injuries of the week. Probably arguably the top two wide receivers picks from this year. Jamar Chase, he's out 4 to 6 weeks. Not playing tonight. That's a big blow for anybody who had him. You probably drafted him in the first round. So big problem. And then Cooper Kupp, this was an ankle injury, but not serious. They're saying day to day. It looked a little iffy at the time, but Cooper Kupp is still probably going to play next week, but they said he's iffy day to day. Possible returns, Cordarrelle Patterson. Do we think he's going to be come right back into it? You think, are you guys sitting on Cordarrelle? Either of you? You are.
Yeah, I am.
You think is he going to come right back in and start, you know, playing well again, getting catches, being fantasy relevant immediately?
I do. I think he will. I don't see a reason not to. Plus, the Falcons are still at the top of the division. They're probably still trying to make a push, so they're going to want to keep using him.
Yeah, yeah.
He was popping when he was there, so.
Yeah, he's a. I think he's a must start if he's in, probably. What else? Who else we got? Maybe Josh Palmer is a little flex, maybe range kind of guy who's possibly coming back, depending on that. And then there's a couple guys who've been out for a while that everybody's hoping if you have them on your bench stash, but they've just been sitting there for a while. Darren Waller still not playing, hamstring, who knows, lingering issue. Michael Thomas, we've been talking about him, long lingering foot issue for this season. But these are guys who played well in the beginning of the season. And Jarvis Landry, again, another one of the Saints wide receivers. All these guys are just kind of like, we hope they're back soon. The teams are saying, we think they're going to be back this season. They should be back this season. And they played well for a couple of games, and now they've just been out for a while. So let me throw this one out at you guys. First, as far as waivers go, this time of year, this is something I did with a couple of my teams. If you have... We're dealing with a lot of waivers. So players are getting dropped. Players are getting picked up. Players who aren't getting a lot of usage are kind of getting thrown by the wayside. Maybe those running back handcuffs that we talked about earlier in the season. I went out and grabbed two guys in a couple different leagues for handcuffs. Now that I've passed my bye weeks, the majority of my bye weeks, I went and got Alexander Mattison because someone had dropped him because he's not putting up a lot of points. So I went and handcuffed Dalvin Cook, obviously. And I went and grabbed the other one is Chase Edmonds because he was available in a lot of leagues, got dropped with Raheem Mostert getting most of the action. Mostert and Cook are very prone to getting mid-season one or two week injuries. They rarely play a full season. I think now's the time. If you got one of those guys to go out and get the handcuff, because those are good offenses. They use the running backs quite a bit. What do you guys feel about that? You feel it's a good idea to pick up those guys? Is there anybody else in that conversation?
I'm still not big on handcuffs, man. I think you should always just go with whatever running back getting the most points. I don't know how much sitting on him.
But there aren't a lot of running backs out there right now. That's my point. There's a lot. There's it's like the barren wasteland of running backs and bye weeks and mid-season just kind of acquisitions. Those guys aren't producing a lot. But if you have one of those other guys, I like the idea of picking them up right now because there's not much else to do. I mean, what you played both Colts running backs this week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah, you don't have had to.
You had to. Exactly. That's my point. Like, there's not a lot of options out there. I don't know. It's just something I went and did. I got teams I like having those guys handcuffed now at this point in the season. Isaiah Pacheco putting up good points for Kansas City. He was named the alleged starter, but did Edwards-Helaire do anything for you this week, Lonnie?
He was on a bye week this week.
The Chiefs were on a bye week this week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So coming out of that, that's going to be interesting. But I don't know. Does Pacheco being named the starter matter in Kansas City? Are you still playing Edwards-Helaire?
I mean, Edwards-Helaire, the thing about him is he's boom or bust, right? He's going to catch a couple passes out of the backfield. He can score a touchdown or two. Like, I would put him as a flex two option, you know? I wouldn't take him out.
All right. It'd be interesting to see him Pacheco go.
I mean, you know, I have Kenneth Walker, right? So Kenneth Walker became my, like, kind of one of my flex running back. Yeah. Edwards-Helaire kind of fell out of that conversation a little bit.
Yep.
So depending on matchups, depending on what I think is going to happen. But no, I mean, I feel pretty comfortable with my running back stable right now without Edwards-Helaire in it.
Yeah, your guys all got upgraded pretty significantly, or a few of your guys got upgraded. Jacobs has been playing. Jacobs didn't do well last week, but he has been doing a lot. So,
yeah, and I have Eckler, Austin Eckler as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Eckler's still pretty good. Let's see. What else we have for So quarterbacks, potentially, Justin Fields and Mariota are kind of at the top of that list. Do you guys have any quarterback bye weeks coming up that you need a guy for?
I mean, I had it this week. I picked up Garoppolo because he was the only thing that was available, really. He got 17 points. I lost my first week this week, but I had four players on bye week.
Yeah, that's going to happen. What about you, Vitaly? Are you dealing with the quarterback bye week anytime soon?
No, I actually handled it 2 weeks ago, Josh Allen. So I picked up Trevor Lawrence, which was shitty. So,
well, the guys who are, Fields and Mariota, because of their running ability, they've been actually putting scoring decent fantasy points. So those are probably the two of the top pickups. A couple receivers who might be out there on waiver wires, Romeo Doubs. He's the only receiver left in Green Bay, I think. They don't have any. They have Romeo Doubs and two running backs, and that's it. What about Aaron Jones as a trade option for the Packers? Are they ready to give up? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think you give up Aaron Jones, dude.
He's their whole team. What do they have by that? I don't know, man. Lonnie's philosophy, he's as valuable as he'll ever be right now. If you're the Packers, would you consider trading Aaron Jones?
I mean, Aaron Jones the starter, or is AJ Dillon the starter?
Aaron Jones is the starter. Aaron Jones looks really good. He looks great running.
You keep Aaron Jones, you build the team around Aaron Jones, you get rid of AJ Dillon. You get rid of the number two guy in that situation. You hardly ever move your number one running back.
Aaron Jones is definitely the older running back, though. Ah, okay.
Yeah,
throwing it out there.
He's the better running back, though.
He is the better running back. He's much, much better. He's awesome. He's great. Okay.
Can't give that up, bro.
I guess. All right. I mean, they don't look like they're doing anything this year. So, all right. So let's see who else we got. Darius Slayton with the Giants. Giants took the L finally. They took a loss, but Darius Slayton put up some decent points there. He looks like he's going to be fantasy relevant possibly with the Giants. And then two tight end options. We talked about both these guys in the past, but they're still maybe available. Greg Dulcich with the Broncos. Looks like he's the guy there. And Evan Ingram, if he's still available. He's been good, man. He put up another 15 points in fantasy. Got to get yourself an Evan Ingram if you need a fantasy tight end. All right, let's get to worst quarterback picks. Lonnie did great. Kenny Pickett sucked ass. Who did he play against? The Eagles?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eagles have been putting up some pretty good numbers against bad quarterbacks. Vitaly took Ellinger, 5.4. Very respectable. Not quite as bad as Pickett.
Ellinger. Oh, I won?
Yeah, you won with Pickett, man.
Dude, last time I checked, Ellinger was like a negative something. That's the garbage time.
He did play better, and actually he would have had more. He had a drop, at least one big drop at the end. They actually could have had a chance to win that game, which is so crazy. The Colts are like still somehow maybe in that division race. And then I took Zach Wilson, who looked like an idiot on the football field, but he still put up 18 fantasy points. So go figure that one out.
Why did he look like an idiot? I didn't see the game.
Oh, dude, he was making just terrible throws. Like, he was trying to throw it away and throwing interceptions. Like, he just looked like he didn't know where he was on the football field. He was just making bad decisions. He threw for a ton of yards, but three picks. It was not good. They lost to the Patriots. You know, it's just one of those moments where, like, are the Jets for real? Nope, they're not. They're not for real, and they're not for real because of Zach Wilson, probably.
Right.
So anyway, this week I get the first pick. I'm not so much just picking the quarterback. I'm picking the defense they're playing against, just like Lonnie did last week. I'm picking against the Philadelphia Eagles. That's what I'm picking. So I'm taking Davis Mills for the Texans going against the Eagles. Just nasty defense. There were a couple pretty juicy defensive picks. I almost went Zach Wilson again. Zach Wilson is playing against the Bills. But because of his, like, I don't know, man, he just might throw for a bunch of yards and a bunch of picks again. Who knows? So I decided to go Eagles defense. Vitaly, you got second pick. What do you like? Or who do you not like?
Can we go over a couple? I don't know.
Let's see. All right. So Zach Wilson was one of them against the Bills.
I'm thinking Fields against Dolphins. I don't know.
Fields is playing who again? Who are they playing against?
The Dolphins.
Fields against the Dolphins. That sounds like you're picking with your heart. I think that's, I like
you
that.
Think so? What? Am I being I don't see a much better matchup because the shitty quarterbacks are also playing a lot of shitty teams this week.
That's true.
This is gonna be one of those weeks where it's like Tom Brady 3-point. It's like gonna be one of those ones, you know.
I thought about Tom Brady too, man. It was as sad as that sounds. You're gonna go Fields against the Dolphins over what else do we have? We got Dalton against the Ravens. Heineke against the Vikings. PJ Walker. The Ravens
secondary is atrocious. And if they get off to a lead, Dalton's going to get points in the garbage time.
Yep. Sam Ellinger, again, playing against New England. PJ Walker against Cincinnati. Although PJ Walker looked pretty good.
I believe in PJ Walker, bro.
I didn't want any part of PJ Walker as a pick.
Yeah. He can throw, bro.
He can sling it. He can run, too. All right. So you're going Fields?
Yeah. I think I'm going to stick with it, Fields. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Justin Fields against the mighty Dolphins. Vital's mighty Dolphins.
Hey, just so you know, we're undefeated with Tua. Respect it. Undefeated with Tua.
When's the next Bills game against them?
When's the next Bills loss? Let's find out.
Dude, I don't think they're going to beat the Bills a second time this year. Lonnie, who do you not like as far as quarterbacks? Who would you rather?
Ellinger and Zach Wilson.
Ellinger threw some nice balls, but Zach Wilson has that.
Who did the Colts play last week?
Who did they play last week?
Like, who did they play yesterday?
I'm trying to remember. I watched the end of the game. It was close. They made it close. Who did the Colts just say?
It was the Commanders.
Commanders, that was it, yeah.
All right, again, I'm going to go with the number one defense in the NFL, Zach Wilson versus the Bills.
Yeah, I like that. I was very close to picking that. I actually wrote him in, and then I was like, yeah. Just because he let me down this week, I didn't like it. All right, did you guys fill out your DraftKings already?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah? Mm-hmm. All right, so who do you got for DraftKings captain tonight? We got the Browns. We got a special Halloween edition, all orange teams. I think the Browns should, you know what I think they should have done for tonight? I think they should have gone with the jack-o'-lantern painting on their helmets. That would have been cool. I'm sure nobody's ever done that before. Is it even allowed? It's got to be allowed. They do so much other stupid shit. That would have made me really happy. Who's your captain for DraftKings tonight, guys?
Joe Cool.
Joey? Okay. Vital, what do you got?
I want to mix it up a little bit. Had a little fun. Let me see. Who did I pick? I think I picked Higgins, actually.
I thought about Higgins, too. I was considering him. I ended up going Nick Chubb. I went Browns. I think Nick Chubb could have a big game tonight. So we're all on different captains. Has this happened yet this year? I don't know if this has happened yet this year. All right, all different captains. We got Higgins, Burrow, Chubb. And who do you guys think is going to win tonight? Who do you like in this game?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, for sure.
I like Cincinnati too. Although I think it could be a closer game than, you know, I don't think it's going to be a blowout. Division game, I think it could be tough. And what do you guys need to win, if anything, tonight? You're already done.
First loss of the season this year.
Loss of the season. Vital, how many points?
You know it's done.
How many points do you need negative? You need Hayden Hurst to throw 15 interceptions and fumble 12 times, I think, is what I figured out.
That's possible.
My tight end hasn't even played yet, and I'm at 185 points. Yeah, man, you're in trouble this year, Vital. 2-6. I think you're looking at that losers division right now.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm expecting it. I just need to come out on top of it. That's it.
You got a lot of work.
One dub.
Yeah. You got a lot of work to do. And those bottom feeding teams are starting to look actually better too. A couple guys got wins on the bottom, and they put up some good points. All right. Let's see. Are you guys doing anything for Halloween? You dressing up, doing anything cool?
I am at Thank You Miami tonight.
Nice. Are you wearing a costume?
Yeah.
You are? Are you wearing the same costume you did the other night?
Potentially, maybe.
Do you want to tell everybody what your costume was for the Friday night show?
I was werewolf bar mitzvah.
So funny. I didn't get to see your whole set, but I saw most of it. It was awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah, the beginning was the best. I think the beginning went the best, but it was fun.
The beginning was amazing. I saw like the first 10 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so funny. Vital, did you dress up this weekend? I know you went out of town, right?
Oh yeah, man. A couple of things. I was it was at Halloween. So it was disco horror theme. So I was like a disco werewolf and then disco Jason. And then we went as some Twilight Zone characters, just fucking with people.
Nice. Wait, so you guys both did werewolf characters. Oh, that's pretty good. I could have done werewolf. We could have all done three werewolves. All right.
It's the season, bro.
It's good stuff. All right. Well, I'm at Spanx the Hog tonight. Zach is doing his pumpkin head set again. He's hosting Spanx. So it's going to be awesome.
Tell him to talk louder into the microphone.
I know. Yeah. I'm going to make sure we do a quick sound check when I go over there. All right. Well, for anybody who's watching or listening, when you guys watch us, you can watch us live on Monday nights on YouTube. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Spotify, and probably a bunch of other ones as well. You can also watch for short clips on our YouTube channel, on Instagram. We have Fantasy TE on Instagram. You can catch all of our short clips there and on TikTok. We will see you guys next Monday night. Good luck. And thanks for watching. Have fun tonight, guys. Oh, wait. Do we have any shows? I forgot. Shows coming up. You guys have shows coming up.
Promo? November 18th, Villain Theater. Come out.
Yes. Vital, November 18th, Villain Theater. Is it a Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
Friday night. Cool. Lonnie, you got anything?
Nothing big
this week? Okay, cool. I'm in Punta Gorda this week. I'm doing the Library Comedy Club in Punta Gorda. It's in the Four Points Sheraton. It's a fun little room there. So I'll be there this weekend. Nice. All right. I'll see you guys soon. Have a good night. Happy Halloween.